Well, 'tis the season, and, you know, as we get back to normal, and that's what we're trying to do, we think about some of the things we haven't been able to do for a very long time. Frankly, as I heard that music, I thought, well, it's not a bad, maybe not a bad gift idea to first give to yourself or someone else very, very special, maybe in your family or your business, and that is a vacation, a cruise vacation. There's nobody to talk to in the world better about cruises than Stuart Sheeran. He is the cruise guy. You see him on all the network television shows. He's quoted in all the newspapers. And frankly, he's been very busy during this pandemic as people have asked about cruising. And I can tell you that Stuart is just back from a cruise and about to get on another ship, this time luckily taking his lovely wife Melody with him. You only stopped cruising, as far as I know, Stuart, when the ships weren't moving at all.
Right. So it was about, I stalled at 276. I've been on 11 since June. In fact, I was in Aruba yesterday on number 11, and I cut that 10-night cruise short to fly home because I'm getting on another cruise on Friday.
And don't you hate that when you have to cut a cruise short because you have to catch another cruise?
Yeah.
I know it's work. I know
it's
work.
Never been done before, but, or actually it has been, but not a long time.
It's, but, I know you're working. I know it's hard work, but it's not bad.
And no, listen, it was 81 degrees in Aruba yesterday and sunny. No snow, no rain. There was rain. I will admit there was rain yesterday morning, for about 2 minutes.
Well, that's the way
just
it is.
Just came across and it was over.
Yeah.
But I could tell you, Paul, I mean, there's, you know, there was a lot of talk about the ships, and having been on so many ships, different destinations, the Caribbean, Mediterranean, Mexican Riviera, seeing how the different lines are handling it, you know, the cruise lines are handling the protocols. They're meeting or exceeding CDC guidelines. Royal Caribbean, in their last earnings call, have claimed that they've had over 500,000 people that have cruised, and they've only had 150 cases of COVID reported on all of their ships, on Royal Caribbean, Celebrity, Silver Sea, and you know, they're actually probably closer to a million at this point. And it's just the protocols. The point is the protocols are working. We saw Norwegian Cruise Line have 10, which evolved into 17 reported cases this past weekend as a ship returned to New Orleans. It was 17 out of 3,200 plus passengers and crew. It's really a big nothing burger. And the good news is that those 17 people were asymptomatic. A lot of them were crew, but the passengers will not be, because of the protocols, will not be getting on commercial flights. They will be flown home privately to their homes and medically taken care of. So,
wow.
They're, you know, you can't go to a theme park, a hotel, a restaurant, an airport, you know, being on an airplane and be in a safe environment. Everybody is vaccinated, passengers and crew. You can't find that type of an experience. And even going through all the hoops, Paul, once you're on the ship, it's just so worth it. I mean, to see the sunsets again, to go out on tours. In some countries, you're required to take what they call a bubble tour, which means that you have to book the tour through the cruise line, and that the tour operators are certified that their guides and drivers are all vaccinated. So everyone that you come in contact with, that only happened in one of the ports that we were in. But all the other countries are now opening up, so this way you could get off. I mean, the passengers can get off the ship and do self-guided tours.
I have to move to close this out because the news comes, no matter what I do, it's coming up. But we get it. You're a cruise guy. You are the cruise guy, and you believe in it. So, that being said, do we still call 800-700-3881 to reach you? 800-Paul W. Smith. All right, 800-700-3881. He really is the cruise guy. He really books people on cruises. 800-700-3881. He's cruising. I'll cruise again very soon, in fact. because I do believe in all these things he's saying, and you probably get more exposed at the grocery store than you will on a ship where everybody has been vaccinated. And I know people are still getting COVID, but life is going on. And I suspect there's some pretty good deals because the ships are not, they're maybe at 50% capacity, which makes it even safer. Got to run. Thank you, the cruise guy, Stuart Chiron.